Welcome to the Freelancer Podcast. My name is Kyle Prinsloo, and in this podcast, I talk about freelancing nuggets without the fluff to help you become a better freelancer. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Freelancer Podcast. And wow, I've got a naughty one. I've got almost a controversial topic to discuss, and that is why you should work for free. So yeah, hopefully you're still around by the end of the episode and you didn't unsubscribe. But in the next few minutes, I'm going to explain why you should be working for free. So look, I know what you're thinking. The whole purpose that you're here is to figure out how to work less, you know, earn more and have that lifestyle that you want. And the reality is that's exactly what I want for you as well. But it starts with the basics: clients, credibility, results. So I'm going to give you three good reasons to work for free to help you achieve this. First reason, to build your portfolio. Doing work for free might be your only option for building your freelance portfolio in the beginning. You need a portfolio to convince client. Now, when I say need, I'm saying like it is highly, highly beneficial. And the reality is you also need clients to create a portfolio. So in a way, you have like a catch-22 situation. So you create some portfolio work for a couple of companies for free, and in exchange, you get a testimonial. This is by far the quickest and easiest way to build your portfolio fast. And I did this at the beginning as well. Just make sure that you have a good system in place or use templates and whatever to get the work done quickly. Remember, you don't need to, you know, create websites and everything from scratch. Now, I should mention that when I say doing work for free and to build your portfolio and all of this stuff, the first option is try pitch your services at a paid rate, let's say a discounted rate. So let's say starting out, you might charge low, you know, and I'm big on charging low just to get some experience, get some confidence, get some results and everything. So I'm just going to float some numbers. Let's say it's $500 or $1,000 for a website, or even $300 for a website. Maybe it's a very basic website to start, right? So you would try and get clients paying you that. If they say no, then your second option is to say, hey, I'll do it for free in exchange for a testimonial. Okay, so I just wanted to preface that. Now, number two is to get exposure. Let's say you get an opportunity to do work for a high-profile client that you'd love to work with, but it means doing the work for free. Now, these are rare cases, but it does happen. There's a good chance that it could be worth it for the exposure and networking opportunities. A good way to think of it is, if you got the chance to design a website for Apple, which is, again, it's rare that they don't pay you, but getting your name associated with the brand would be payment enough. And I'm using Apple as an outlier example, but these cases do happen for, you know, not Apple specific, but like decent, reputable businesses. Finally, and I think probably the most important is to gain experience. If you're trying to learn a new skill, you know, break into a new niche or whatever, doing free work might just be the smartest move you can do. Instead of paying money for, you know, another online course, you're essentially paying your time in exchange for on-the-job learning, which actually sticks and is probably even better than landing, you know, a long-term client. And it's even better than getting a degree, you know, you're learning on the job. So any of these reasons for doing work for free could make a lot of sense. And it all depends on where you are in the journey and what your priorities and your goals are. But I think another reason you should work for free is that you're actually doing it to get something in return. It might be an immediate payoff or something down the road. And that is really not bad. It's good business, you know, good economics, sowing, reaping, all of that. But you know, something that's also interesting is you might find that, you know, giving away something for free, you know, over-delivering, that is stuff that you actually don't get paid for. And it's incredible that how much goodwill you can build up and relationships that you can build up if you utilize that and you invest in that, because that will lead to other work, that will lead to other, you know, referrals. And that is often what matters most. So especially at the beginning, right? And yeah, I just wanted to say that, what else did I want to say? Wait, let me just see. Yeah, I think the main thing, right, when it comes to this whole topic is you need to show what you've done, you know. Clients don't want to see what you can do. And it's one thing to say like, hey, I can do this, you know. Think, put yourself in the position of the client. The client will say, hey, that sounds great. Have you done a website before? Or have you done, show me what you've done for this type of industry or something. So you don't want to be in that position where it's like, we got nothing to show, right? And I think it's better than like, so another thing, and I'm going on a tangent, but it's important, is don't show these random, like weird projects, right? Show actual like stuff that you built on its own URL. Maybe it's a client website or whatever. Don't use these free, websites, maybe Versal domains or Wix Studio domains or whatever. Actually pay for the domains. So as a quick example, in a niche that I went to, I approached in the therapy niche, and it was completely new for me a few years ago. So I thought, man, I've got all this other experience in a different niche, but I can't really use it. So what I did was I approached someone in Australia, and I told her about, that I can create some websites for her, and I asked her to pay. She said no, and then that's when I said, okay, fine, I'll do it completely for free in exchange for testimonial. So she just covered the domain cost. And anyway, I did it. And that led to other work. Why? Because I put on my portfolio and then also some referral business from her and everything. So this strategy works. And again, the whole point is that you're showing what you do. So look, the reality is you're not going to close like $5,000 websites or even $1,000, $2,000 monthly retainers without results to back it up. So my suggestion on this topic is do some work for free, get results, increase your rates, get more confidence, and then you can enjoy the fruit of your labor. So that's it. I hope I at least shed some light on this topic. Let me know what you think, if you disagree, or if you have anything to add, reach out. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.